Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, the podcast where we fight back against screen addiction and reclaim our lives one swipe at a time. I'm Nova Lane, your friendly neighborhood guide through this digital detox journey. Let's be real, how many of us have felt that phantom vibration in our pockets when there wasn't even a notification? Or found ourselves mindlessly scrolling through social media for an hour before realizing we hadn't actually accomplished anything. Yeah, me too. Today, we're tackling the constant urge to check our phones because trust me, you've got bigger and better things to do with your precious time. We all know that feeling, right? You're having a conversation, but your brain keeps buzzing about what might be happening on your phone. Maybe it's an email notification, a text message, or even just the endless scroll of social media. It's like this tiny little device has become a constant distraction, pulling our attention away from the real world and all the amazing experiences we could be having. So how do we break free? First off, awareness is key. The first step to conquering anything is acknowledging it exists, right? Start paying attention to those moments when you instinctively reach for your phone. What triggers that urge? Boredom? Anxiety? Loneliness? Once you know your patterns, you can start to challenge them. Think about the last time you felt compelled to check your phone. Was it truly important, or were you just seeking a quick dopamine hit? Often, those notifications aren't actually emergencies, they're just little pingers designed to keep us hooked. Remember, you're in control. You decide what deserves your attention. Next, try setting some boundaries. Designate specific times during the day when you'll check your phone and stick to them. Treat it like any other important appointment. And when those notification bells start ringing outside of those designated times, ignore them. Remember, silence is golden, and trust me, your brain will thank you for it. Now, let's talk about making the digital world work for you, not against you. Organize your notifications so that only truly important messages get through. Turn off those distracting social media alerts, or better yet, schedule specific times to check them instead of being constantly bombarded with updates. You're in charge. And remember, there are tons of apps out there designed to help you break free from phone addiction. Try an app that blocks distracting websites or limits your daily screen time. These tools can be incredibly helpful in creating healthy habits and reclaiming control over your digital life. You've got this. Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend who was constantly glued to her phone. She'd scroll through social media during meals, meetings, even while watching movies with friends. One day, she realized that she was missing out on real-life connections because she was too busy living in the digital world. So, she decided to make a change. Sarah started by setting boundaries, no phone at the dinner table, and only checking social media for 15 minutes each morning and evening. She also downloaded an app that blocked distracting websites during work hours. It wasn't easy at first, but slowly she started to feel a difference. She was more present in conversations, enjoyed her meals without distraction, and even felt less stressed overall. Sarah discovered that life outside the screen was actually pretty amazing. So remember, you have the power to break free from phone addiction and reclaim your time and attention. Start by being aware of your habits, setting boundaries, and using technology to your advantage. Remember, your life is far too precious to be spent glued to a screen. Get out there, connect with people, explore your passions, and live life to the fullest. This episode has been all about conquering the constant urge to check our phones. Remember, awareness is key, set those boundaries, and make technology work for you, not against you. Remember, you're in control of your digital world, so go out there and make it amazing. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest phone-free wins in the comments below or tag me on social media using #YourPhoneIsTheVillain. Let's keep this conversation going.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.